following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda and Jim Langan, on this Friday. And, middle of July, July 11th, our Big Ten preview continues today with Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Minnesota took another big step forward under Jerry Kill and his staff last season, and a lot of people believe that this is a West Division that gives them an opportunity to take another step, even though a lot of people like Iowa and Northwestern to be improved teams. Can Minnesota keep what they're doing? How has the talent turned over? How did they roll Nebraska last year, and what will happen when they meet this year? We'll talk with Marks about that. Trevor Brown from Kearney CrossFit's in. They've got big doings tomorrow, and we'll be talking about that in our next segment as well. 19th Annual Miss Basketball Day 2 is going on at the UNK Air Conditioned Health and Sports Center, so they're keeping busy. We welcome everyone to town for that. And, of course, plenty of other sports to talk about. Big Legion baseball weekend for the seniors, basically their last regular season weekend. And the BNC juniors actually begin their area tournaments today. Jimmy Langan, good morning.
Morning to you, Doug. Yeah, you're right about Minnesota. They had they're one of those teams. They were kind of like Purdue, Illinois, and Indiana. Everybody thought they were going to be on the bottom and stay on the bottom until a program, somebody came in, and they got the program established where they're at least in the middle tier now, Doug.
And I did like we had Phil Steele on yesterday, and hope everyone enjoyed our show from Bandits. We'll be back there in Grand Island in a couple of weeks. He has Northwestern as his kind of far back sleeper. He likes Northwestern, and you were on them when we were talking with Adam Rittenberg on Monday.
Yeah, and the reason I like him is that they had so many games in the fourth quarter where they were in the game and everyone went the wrong way. You know, and when that happens, you've got room to improve. You don't have room to improve when you catch breaks all the time and you happen to win all those games. This year, I mean, Michigan State was the team last year that had that same dilemma. And when you do that, when you hit the weight room, you know, all summer long, and you're 19, 20, 21-year-old kids, you got some revenge to pay off. You know what's interesting is when you look at Nebraska and Minnesota, I mean, how many people in Nebraska really think Minnesota is going to come in and win at Lincoln? I mean, I don't think most people consider that to be, oh, that'll be one we'll get, you know, and that's not necessarily so. I mean, Minnesota's going to be able to compete with us, just like UCLA. When UCLA, we'll get revenge on UCLA. Well, that didn't work out so well.
Well, I think Minnesota has a chance to get off to a great start and establish themselves and be bowl eligible by the time the November rolls around. But, Jimmy, once they get to November, their last four games, Iowa, Ohio State, Nebraska, Wisconsin, the last two on the road, no bye week in there, four straight in November to end it. So Minnesota, even though they've had success with Iowa and they beat Nebraska, and that game will be down here in Lincoln and tough for them to win. But even out of those four, I mean, if you're Minnesota taking that next step, you have to think you have a chance to win a couple of those games, but the rest of the league probably doesn't think that. Bottom line is Minnesota has to start well this season because their schedule gets way tougher at the end of the year.
Yeah, Doug, you know, you and I haven't really talked about this, I think, on the air, but I thought there were three programs. Michigan State, by far, Michigan State did what they needed to do and put themselves in the top 10, top five in the nation. So they had a tremendous year. But I thought Minnesota and Iowa were the other two programs. Now, Iowa year in and year out had some disappointing years. And because they had a disappointing year and because they played so poor the year before, you know, and you go 4-8 and 3-9 or whatever Iowa did, and then when you all of a sudden you turn it around and you go 8-4, you're going, hey, look, we really improved. But, you know, I'm not so sure that Iowa shouldn't be, you know, 7-5, 8-4 every year.
Well, you have to wonder, and we'll see what Kirk Ferentz says when we get to Chicago for media days, but they always, for a while there, seem to have off-field issues. They had the illness, they had the weight training problem that lingered onto the program, and sometimes you've got to dilute that out completely, and maybe some of those problems weighed on that program a little more than we thought. He was losing assistant coaches time after time because everybody wanted Kirk Ferentz to go to the pros. You know, I mean, the coaches were there. Sometimes it's those things that fans don't pay attention to, those intangibles that can really hurt you. And yeah, Iowa, who looked like they were ready to hit rock bottom last year, turned it around, and now who knows? Obviously, the East is supposed to be tougher, but if Nebraska, and that's the scary thing right now, Jimmy, Nebraska, Phil Steele has them 33rd, like a sixth in the Big Ten, and that's not where Nebraska folks want to be. And I asked him yesterday, who do you think in this Big Ten that's been at the top is ready to slide? And he went with Penn State, and I think Penn State's overrated this year. I've been with them the first couple years, but I think it catches up to them this year. I don't know how it can't, but if we weren't in the state of Nebraska, other people have to be thinking that Nebraska could be poised, because if the defense doesn't do what everybody thinks it's going to do, and the struggles are at quarterback, and the schedule, I mean, you know, there's the unthinkable possibility out there for Big Red. I don't think it happens, but you know, the when you talk about how bad is bad and how good this year, I think for the first time in a long time, the bad is pretty bad. And yeah, and the ceiling isn't where we had hoped it could be in past years.
You know, the Michigan State game, I think Nebraska lost it. I don't have it in front of me, but I think the final score was like 41-28, Doug. The game was probably closer than that, but the other games were not. And Nebraska lost by double digits quite a bit, yeah. You know. And the games they won, they beat Michigan, they beat Penn State, and they beat Northwestern. Those three were definitely 50-50s at the best. The Northwestern game, you calling that a 50-50 chance? You know what I mean? I mean, you got to play the whole game there, you know. But, and that game's in Lincoln, you know. I mean, so, but those games were 50-50. Okay, let's say we lose all three of those 50-50 games. We didn't. We won all three of them. You know, you lose, and then you look at your record. You won't be worrying about Georgia in a bowl game. You won't be playing Georgia in a bowl game.
Well, and if Georgia doesn't get beat on the Hail Mary against Auburn, we ain't playing Georgia in a bowl game either. So it is a different era of college football, and I don't think all fans have quite grasped that yet. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can always tweet the program at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the phone number, 888-455-3776, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, the email address if you'd like to join us on the program today. Checking out a couple of the other sports notes, it's unfortunate the Royals announced yesterday that Alex Gordon won't play in the All-Star game. He will attend, but won't play. He was out of the lineup last night, sprained right wrist. The Royals received their biggest whooping of the year last night, and it wasn't pretty. It looked a lot like that World Cup semifinal, 7-1. I mean, it was bad. It looked like minor league baseball. I mean, Abanez is 42 playing left field, and you just well have stuck me out there because it was not pretty. And the Royals got thumped. But like Ned Yost said, you know, it's one game. Let's just not let it happen again today. And it's key. Detroit coming in. Royals had success with them there. You know Detroit hasn't forgot that. But we shouldn't have to see Scherzer. It looks like Verlander Sunday, who's struggling a little bit. So you're kind of catching the right part of the rotation. Got to go get a couple this weekend.
Yeah, if you go 2-2 with them, I mean, with Detroit, that's about what you're going to do. It's really hard to take 3 out of 4. Either team, it's going to be tough to get 3 out of 4 for Detroit or Kansas City. But you're right. Very seldom are you down 15-2. I mean, I turned on the radio and I knew we were in trouble because I have a friend of mine that texted me and just put down one word in the text, so I knew it wasn't a good thing. So I got the radio on, and it talks about this guy's 3-for-4 and he's got 3 RBIs, and he was like fourth on the team. You know, he was 3-for-4 and he had 3 RBIs, and there was like 3 guys were ahead of him. You know, so I heard the third guy, and I go, "Oh man!" Cause the other guy had 4 RBIs and 4-for-4, and I'm thinking, "Wow, this, I don't know how many runs we got, but I don't think we've got this many."
It was an average. It was a average booster last night for the Detroit Tigers. So
yes, it was
good win for them. We talked a lot about media days yesterday for the Huskers and who's going, and what a great honor it will be for Amir Abdullah to represent the Big Ten players. And now when you've got 14 schools to choose from, just in the fourth year in the league, Nebraska has Amir Abdullah giving the players' speech. And we remember the first year that Nebraska was in. And if you're not familiar, here's the deal. Media Days goes on. This year it's 28th and 29th. We'll be jammed in there with all the media covering the Big Ten and talking to players and coaches on that Monday. And then on that Tuesday morning, they put us in a kind of a round table session. It's like going to a wedding reception, sitting at a round table and just putting your recording devices, or for newspaper guys, jotting everything down. And then they go to their luncheon. And this is open to the public. This is open to the public. You buy tickets, and you can find out more at Huskers.com. And the commissioner, Jim Delaney, speaks. It's hosted by the Big Ten Network. One of their anchors probably will take care of that again. All the coaches will have a little comment. And then among that, one of the players speaks. And Kirk Cousins, the first year Nebraska was in, gave an eloquent speech that went viral, that was on YouTube, that everybody was encouraged to watch, that made it national. And then he goes out, has a great season. Everybody likes the kid, gets drafted. Everybody still likes him in the NFL, hoping that he gets a chance maybe to get a few more starts, whether it's with the Redskins or elsewhere. And then it was Denard Robinson. And last year, one of the most amazing guys that have been in the conference, John Urschel from Penn State, the academic All-American, gave the speech. So Amir gets a chance to do that, and a high, high honor coming for this young man who is one of those guys you want to be the face of your program if you're a Nebraska fan.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks highly of Nebraska, too. I mean, and, you know, I think he really is probably the premier running back, maybe in the nation. You know, I mean, this year he might be the premier guy with what he did and what he accomplished and how many yards he got after Taylor Martinez went down and just kind of carried the offense. So, I mean, and there's guys that had more yards, you know, rushing and stuff like that. But, you know, Northern Illinois and people like that, that's what they do. They just pound the ball at you. Or Army, Navy, you know, they're always first and second in the nation in rushing. But, their teams are, you know, throw the ball 2-3 times a game. But, what an honor. And you're right, Doug. That is a tremendous honor. And I hope he does a great job with his speech.
So that'll be coming up at the end of the month, and we're looking forward to being back in Chicago once again. So stay with us for all of our coverage there. Hey, Cole Manhart, he's going to be continuing to get a lot of accolades from the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Yesterday, I mean, he was the only unanimous all-conference selection last year, so obviously he's preseason this year from everything that is going to put something out. But the one that catches your eye is the Bleacher Report. They took the FCS, the old 1A, Division II, Division III, and NAIA, and picked 14 players that are NFL draft-ready. They call them their small college top 14, and he is one of 3 Division II players to be on that 14-man list. So Cole Manhart, and Coach Morris has been telling us about that for a couple of years now.
Yeah, if you look at it in the NFL, there's many guys that are drafted by those small schools. I mean, that is one thing about the NFL. Very seldom when you list the 11 starters, are they from USC, Arizona State, Nebraska, Penn State, Michigan? You know, you always get Southern University.
Yeah,
somebody's in there. Appalachian State. You know, they're all, you're going, ooh, I didn't even know that guy played. You know?
and also, season tickets for UNK Athletics are now available. Check that out at lopertickets.com, as they've got a lot of things going on, getting ready for the upcoming season. When we come back, Trevor Brown, Kearney CrossFit's going to come in. They've got some big doings tomorrow. Dante Rodriguez, a bunch of wrestlers will be on hand. Of course, Dante getting ready for the FILA Junior World Championships in Croatia. He heads to camp later in the month, and then they take off. I believe it's the 1st of August is what Dante said, and they've got a variety of other challenges going over there with some CrossFit training, and he'll tell us about that. Plus, we will catch up to talk with Marcus Fuller about Minnesota in our Big Ten preview. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. A complete inventory can always be seen online with the tour. They take a video tour of every vehicle on the lot so that you can see what the trunk looks like, the engine, the interior, everything that could go with it. And then when you're on the lot, you know exactly what you're going to see. No surprises there. And don't forget to get signed up for their Kawasaki Vulcan 900 and free skydive package courtesy of Atlas Skydive that they will be giving away here at the end of the summer. And you can do that by going online or their Facebook page at thinkmidway.com. Enjoy the weekend and stop by Midway if you can. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll have lots of sunshine, perhaps a spotty shower or storm. Highs will top out near 92 degrees, wind south 5 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight's slight chance for showers and storms and a low of 69. Right now it's 73.
Fast tractors, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long.
Doug and Danny Show. Oh, they're going to be partying in Grand Island tonight. It's Hall County Fair time. Craig Morgan's going to be over there with his redneck yacht club. I know you got baseball, so you can't be there tonight. I like Craig Morgan.
Now, the Hall County
Josh Grayson.
Hall County Fair's already going, right?
Yeah, they had a concert last night. Everybody's having fun.
They got some other fair coming, like, later on in August, don't they, or September?
Yeah, they do something else over there.
Yeah, something else happened. I don't know what
more
it was.
More corn dogs for something. Everybody.
Yeah, that's something.
The State Fair will be going on, and we look forward to chatting more about that as we get closer to that time. You know, we had such a busy show yesterday, and I just mentioned it a little bit, but took two different paths yesterday, just kind of traveling the area and, you know, just – I don't know, what do you say to the folks from Ord to Ravenna to Loup City to Gibbon to Kennesaw? I mean, I saw it firsthand yesterday, and you just go, hang in there. I wish I could go make everything better, but I don't know what you do. It's some pretty destructive hail that we got a couple of nights ago, and, man, the flooding on the beans, and I've been around, we've all been around long enough where you're driving along, and you go, huh, that corn's starting to lean over, and then the next field, it's all gone.
Yeah, Doug, you're right. Now, and it hits us back home, you know, you being from Oregon. And, you know, I'm the Ravana-Gibbon area. I spent a lot of years there. I know a lot of friends there. And a lot of my close friends got hit really hard.
Yeah, so wherever you're at, hope everything comes out good on the other end. And we'll see you the next time around. Just a bad time of the year, anytime this time of year when you can't really replant, do much.
Yeah, and I mean, and with tremendous crops out there, too. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, the rain came and no one's even watered yet, you know. Didn't even have to turn on their pivot. You know, I mean, everything's just going perfect. And then there you go.
All right, we've got breaking news right now from ESPN. They are saying that LeBron James will return to Cleveland and play for the Cavaliers. This is being reported. Chris Broussard on set right now. ESPN is reporting that LeBron James will return to Cleveland and play for the Cavaliers. And two things, because I was going to get to this at the end of the show here, but two things, Jimmy. A, I am shocked. I am surprised. I'm also a little sad because I kind of liked what they had going on in Miami. But if they figured that there's no way to make it work anymore in Miami and they're all going to go their separate ways, they had a fun time. And Bosch and James have enough time left in their career to go try some other things. But I think it's going to be real uncomfortable in Cleveland. And if it's true that James was still bothered by the letter of the owner, I can't see how you can go back there. But he is, apparently, according to ESPN.
You know, he probably has a few friends there. Not everybody burnt their jersey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they show that picture where you're going to take your jersey and burn it. Okay, now what percent of the people actually are burning their jerseys in the NBA? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, a lot of these athletes are going here and there. And, hey, when I know a lot of guys that come into Kansas City, and all of a sudden I'm glad they're there as long as they hit well. You bat over 300, I'm glad you came over here. But I'm interested. I'm like you. You know, you don't want to burn any bridges. And I'll tell you what, those two guys both kind of burnt some bridges, but now they're going to go back. So it's going to be kind of interesting. But I think he's looking at Cleveland and thinking, hey, we're going to get something done here now.
How many people, how many organizations, ESPN, Fox, whoever it is, has just booked a flight to Brazil to try and catch up with LeBron, who you know is headed right now to the World Cup final. I'll guarantee it. Sad.
Well, I'll tell you who's really busy, Doug. There's a lady, maybe one or two in the Cleveland ticket office that's selling season tickets. And her phone's ringing right now a little bit more about how many tickets. Because I guarantee you, wait till you see what the ticket sales does by the end of the day.
Hello, Cleveland Cavaliers ticket office. How can I help you? I want tickets! What? Why?
Let's get on with it as we're talking here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Lang, we welcome in from Kearney CrossFit, Trevor Brown, to talk about a big, fun day that's going to be going on tomorrow with all kinds of excitement. Hey, welcome in.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
Well, you know what the sad thing is? He actually does look fit. So he must practice what he preaches.
Yeah, he definitely does.
It's always a good thing, right?
Most of the guys that sit in this chair that we have come in are usually in pretty good shape.
Better than us, right?
Yeah, very seldom we have somebody that's not in very good shape that comes in here.
Well, let's just start. We had Dante Rodriguez in last week and talked about his story and going to the field. But you've got a lot of things going on tomorrow. Part of it's for the kids. You've got some fun things for the kids. You're actually going to be doing some CrossFit military challenges. The wrestlers are going to be there. You've got Dante's deal. You've got the Safe Center. You're jamming a lot from 8 to 6 tomorrow.
We are. It's a packed day. Dante's part is going to be the afternoon. We've got some guys coming over from UNK from 1 to 4 o'clock. They'll work with our youth kids. Whoever shows up through that door will get the chance to wrestle with Dante and some of the other coaches and athletes from UNK. And then while that's going on, we've got CrossFit workouts in the afternoon. So at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock, we've got a new CrossFit workout open to the public. Just come in and try it. You guys can come in too. Give it a shot. And then the fun stuff's in the morning. That's, you know, we're really excited about that military challenge. At 10 o'clock, we've got about 50 Marine and Army and National Guard enlistees and officers coming from multiple states to compete, actually. We've got three workouts planned out for them. So there's a little trash talking that's going on in the gym, but they're excited about it. They'll have the bouncy house for kids all day long, a rock climbing wall. And then Sozo's got great food. They've got breakfast burritos. They've got pulled pork sliders for lunch. So there's something for everybody out there for sure.
Why? I guess to be. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Where did this all come together? How did this this day kind of take flight here? Because you've got about three or four really unique things that everybody in the family can have some fun with.
Well, absolutely. Well, Dante's been a member at the gym for a year and a half, almost 2 years now. Great kid. Got the pleasure to work with him through the last part of his high school career. So that's where it all started, when his parents came to us and said, hey, you know, Dante's made the Olympic team. You know, can we do something, maybe a fundraiser? Can you guys donate a little something to help us go and watch him? We've been blessed to have Dante. Good kid, doesn't get in trouble. And it's not too often that a young man gets to represent his country with something like this. So I believe he's one of only 8 kids in the country to do this. So we jumped on board right away. So a good kid like that, we've been blessed to have him as a part of the gym. And then being from Kearney, we just wanted to do something to give back to the community as well. Something more of local charity is what we wanted. So the Safe Center is something that's mentioned to us by a couple members, and some of that stuff hits close to home for some people in the gym. So we took advantage of it. We said, yeah, let's help these guys out. And Nikki has been great to work with. She's been awesome. They do a lot of good for the community. So, you know, help Dante out, help the Safe Center out. And then the rest of the stuff, we just wanted to make it a fun day for everybody. So we want to get the parents involved with their kids. We want to give the kids a reason to come out and, promote the CrossFit side a little bit too. So, yeah.
Yeah, the competition. Give some of the things that they'll be competing. What will they exactly be doing?
So the way it's set up is we've got 24 Marines versus 24 Army and National Guard members. And some of these are new recruits too. So it'll be fun for everybody. But what they're going to be doing, they've got 3 workouts. The first one is going to be, you got 6 guys on the rower rowing as hard as they can for 500 meters, which will take a couple minutes, while the other 6 guys from the other branch of military there will be doing what we call wall ball shots, which is basically a front squat and throwing a medicine ball up to a target, and they'll flip-flop back and forth. So the faster those guys row, the less time the other branch has to do those wall ball shots, and then they'll go back and forth a few times, the whole point being which team can get the most wall ball shots done. That workout will consume the first hour or so. Then the second one, this will be the fun one. It's going to be rope climbs and burpees. So it's a sprint. It'll take about 8 minutes. Actually, we've got a time cap of 8 minutes on it. But teams of 2 will shimmy up the ropes and work their butts off for about 8 minutes. And then the last one, you can't do a military workout without pull-ups. So these guys will be doing pull-ups, and they'll run out the back door about 400 meters. And as teams of 6, they'll run a half a mile and complete 100 pull-ups with a 10-minute time cap. So, yeah, it should be kind of fun to watch tomorrow.
So, like, if a guy could do 2.5 of those in the 10 minutes, and that's how that would be his score, and then you add all 24 together?
It's a team effort, yeah. Okay. So it's, the team has to do all that together. That's we preach community in a CrossFit gym. And, of course, the military is all about working together to get a mission accomplished. So do it as a team. If one guy does 90 pull-ups and the other 5 do 10, that counts. Good enough by us.
Army. Kick some Marine ass. Let's go, Army!
But you and I are going to bet on this. Hey,
you give me a line.
You get a line on it. Hey, what I thought would, so far of all the events what you talked about, I think I want to compete in the Sojo Burritos and the pork sliders. I'll see how many of those we can eat, Doug. We'll just sit back and eat that and watch.
You're an official.
Yeah, you
got to have officials.
That's right.
We're talking here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Kearney CrossFit, and Trevor Brown is with us. Trevor, if you haven't seen CrossFit, and I think it's exploded, and I don't think we can call it a craze. It'll be called a craze if it burns out in a short amount of time here. But I remember seeing competition on ESPN for the first time, and I can't say what I said at that time, but it was something like, what is this? And explain, because there's so many different areas, I guess. If you were talking basketball, you'd say, well, there's free throw shooting, there's defense, there's offense, sure, there's dribbling. Here, there's pull-ups and weights and running, and I guess kind of take it from there.
Well, CrossFit's goal or prescription is to make you good at everything. So, where a marathon runner can't go in and pick up a barbell without ripping his arms off, a bodybuilder probably can't run around the block without having a heart attack. So we want to meet in the middle somewhere. If you think of any professional athlete program or any collegiate program, it's a lot of the same stuff. The New Orleans Saints actually do CrossFit officially. Ohio State University, their entire weight room is outfitted by Rogue Fitness, which is our main supplier in the United States for CrossFit equipment. so they do CrossFit officially. It's your Olympic lifting, it's your hang cleans, your snatches, it's all your standard weightlifting with squats and bench press and deadlifts. And then you combine a different type of circuit training, every body weight movement you can think of, every type of cardio movement that you can think of. We do it all. But what made CrossFit different, if it's given anybody, regardless of fitness level, if coached right, the ability to learn all that stuff in a safe way. So, you know, whether, you know, if you can't do regular push-ups, you'll do push-ups on your knees. If you can't run a mile, we'll jog. If you've had a hip replacement, we'll put you on the rower or on the bike. So the idea is to give everybody the same feel for whatever that workout is. You know, we've got 10, 12-year-old kids. We've got some great youth camps going on right now. We've got some very elite college athletes that we train. We have some guys that are very competitive in CrossFit as well. And then we go on up into the 50s and 60s with our members as well. So that's one misconception. Everybody thinks you have to be a phenomenal athlete to do it, and it's just the opposite. Probably 90% of our people are anybody you'd find at a regular gym that just wants guidance. You know, it's getting that personal training every day when you come in, just in a group atmosphere.
I was going to say, it on the surface, if you looked at the whole thing, would seem quite a bit overwhelming because you wouldn't, you know, I go out for a run, you know, somebody says, or I like to go to the Y and do some swimming, some laps here.
Sure.
If they're that person and they come in and say, okay, I'll at least see the newbie, what do you do with them?
Well, that's where I'm going to flip it the other way. I would say that all you've got to do is show up. Just come through that door. I program every workout every day. Our coaches know what they're doing. So the cool part is you don't have to sit at home and wonder, what am I going to do at the gym tomorrow? You know, did I lift too much yesterday? Walk through that door. And if you're a new person, what we do is our coaches run you through kind of a beginner workout. We explain our warm-up process to you. We get you through a quick warm-up, let you try it out a couple times for free. And then running through those couple workouts, then we set you up with what we call an on-ramp, which is just coming in and learning all the basic movements. So before we put a bar on your back to squat, we're going to teach you how to do an air squat. Before you bench press, we're going to teach you how to do a push-up. So we'll set aside an hour or two over the course of a couple of days to teach you the basics. And then you just rock and roll with the group. And every class you come to, there's always at least a couple coaches there. They're going to help you out. So we know probably better than what you do. You know, we're really safe about it. Make sure that you're not pushing too hard. And then we just progress you along, you know, as the weeks go along. So we know it's safe from doing it long enough to make sure that everybody gets a really good workout, but never anything that's going to be too much for them to handle as well.
And that's one of the cool things about tomorrow. You can come in and witness it on your own in a comfortable environment. It's not like you pop in on a Thursday night and everybody turns and looks at you. I mean, everybody's going to expect you to be there tomorrow. It's free, open to the public, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's a rock climbing wall and bouncy house for little kids and big kids. As we said, Sozo will have food available for purchase all day long, including breakfast. The military challenge is from 10 to 12-ish. And then Dante Rodriguez and some of his elite wrestling friends from the collegiate and high school ranks will be there. And if you want to work with them a little bit, they're going to show you some moves that make them world champions, hopefully.
They will. And one other thing, too, we've got a big raffle. Dante's family has got some great raffle prizes going on. So we've got a half beef with processing. We've got a 50-inch TV and then Husker football tickets to the Miami game, I believe. And
yes, not McNeese State. Miami.
Nope. It's a good game. Yes. Yep. And we're even doing a buy one, get one month free membership tomorrow only. So if there's a time to try it out and do it, I'd say come on in tomorrow and give her a whirl.
KearneyCrossFit.com. You can find out more online, KearneyCrossFit.com, 440-0241. You know, it's again, it amazes me, and that's not even the right word because I'm still trying to understand when I see the competition. So I'll ask you about that. What do you think about these national competitions?
They're fun. What's really cool and what's unique is it all starts, which most people don't know, what you guys saw on ESPN is the end to what started as a worldwide competition. So in February of every year, they open up registration to anybody in the world, regardless of age. And what you do is they release one workout a week for 5 weeks. You do it at home or at your local CrossFit gym. You have to videotape it or have it judged by somebody at a CrossFit affiliate. And so nobody knows what they are. On Thursday night, they say, here's what the workout's going to be. You go max effort for 10 or 15 minutes. And most of the time, it's whoever can do the most number of reps in that 10 or 15 minutes. So it's got to be videotaped or has to be judged. There are 17 regions across the world. This year, they had 200,000 people compete in that. And in 130-some countries, I believe. So it gets dumbed down from that big group to start to 17 regional competitions. And if you qualify for regionals, if you're one of the top 48 guys or one of the top 48 girls in your region, you actually have to submit videos for every single one of your workouts so they make sure that every rep is done correctly. And then from regionals, big competition, our North Central region happened to be at Navy Pier in Chicago in May. Then they make it to ESPN, and that's what you guys see on TV. It's the top 48 girls and the top 48 guys, for the most part, from all 17 regions combined across the world. And then they have team events. They've got masters, divisions, and all kinds of things. So it's pretty cool. And then there's local competitions and other small ones as well. There's even a brand new professional fitness league that just started up that will have their finals in Las Vegas, I believe. And that's, they actually had a draft. They're in big cities across the country. So it's growing like crazy. But the big one is one you guys will see in 2 weeks on ESPN for sure.
Well, Trevor, we'll look for a fun day tomorrow. Things going on all day long. Plus, you can take your photo with the kids, the athletes. I shouldn't call them kids anymore.
Yep.
And autographs, you can do that as well. I'm telling you, you got a young man that's representing the United States of America at the FILA Junior Worlds in Dante Rodriguez, plus everything else that's going on tomorrow. So hopefully it's a great day and a lot of people out there tomorrow, Trevor.
Yeah, we expect it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, thanks for coming in. Good
luck. Thank you, guys.
That's Trevor Brown from Kearney CrossFit. As we said, you can check him out online as well at kearneycrossfit.com. We will take a break. Be back with our Big Ten Preview Minnesota after this.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Register now for the Nebraska 10-Stand Clays Championship going on Sunday, July 20th at the Four River Sportsman's Club. Proceeds from the Nebraska 10-Stand Clays Championship benefit the Hastings College shooting team. Come out for a day of fun, food, vendors, and prizes for the top shooters. Registration is $55 for the first entry and $45 for a re-entry, with advanced registrations receiving a free lunch ticket. For more information, contact Jim at 402-462-0103 or log on to 4rsc.com. It's the Nebraska 10-Stand Clays Championship, sponsored by the Four River Sportsman's Club and the Hastings Gun Show.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
It's that time, 14 teams in 14 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 28th and 29th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Big Ten West Division for today's team.
Minnesota.
The Golden Gophers.
It's time for 14 teams in 14 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And our Big Ten football preview, breaking away from all of the Cleveland Cavalier, and we'll get into more of that with LeBron James. It's official. He is going home to Cleveland, and that's basically what he said, and we'll talk more about that. But right now, our 14 teams in 14 days with a team that all of a sudden has become kind of a pain in the side of the Huskers, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. But, Jimmy, it's easy to root for Minnesota because it's easy to root for Coach Jerry Kill. He is a Midwesterner, and we love him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's really hard to be upset when Minnesota's having success in football. I would like to see Purdue get back into that, too. You know, there's a couple programs that you kind of just root for, and Minnesota's one of them.
Well, we bring in Marcus Fuller, St. Paul Pioneer Press. Marcus, thanks for the time, and appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Are you excited about LeBron?
I'm excited like everyone else that it's over. It wasn't so much that I was part of the coverage, because if I was, I'd probably have jumped off a bridge by now. But, you know, when you look at the way that social media has driven this thing to a whole new level of frustration for people in my world, in the media world, you know, I just feel for the guys who have to come up with some sort of source or you know, basically give an update every minute on what's going on with this situation when, you know, SI and LeBron knew all along. Well, not all along, but for a while now, what the decision was. And, you know, I'm just glad to be moving on and focusing on now you say the Gophers and some other important matters.
Well, let's talk Minnesota here a little bit. What a jump they made last year. Outstanding season. It didn't end the way they wanted there, dropping their last three. But at one point, this is a football team that was 8-2, and Nebraska got to see firsthand a couple of the reasons that they were 8-2 in those first 10 games. So does the 0-3 finish diminish the year and don't bring them in on fire, or does the 8-2 start have them somewhere that they really know that they can be even better this year, especially with the realigned divisions?
I think, you know, the division is are a separate situation. I think, you know, you have to look at how the season plays out as far as, you know, how talented some of these teams are. Last year, you know, you could say what you want about, you know, the way that Nebraska finished, but I still think it was a disappointing season for them. You can attest to that. And, you know, I think Minnesota got them at the right time. Is that going to be the case this year? You know, who knows? Northwestern was definitely at the right time that Minnesota played them. They're on the way down. And, you know, I think they really lucked out on getting Nebraska and Northwestern at the right time. They played well, no doubt. They used Jerry Kill's situation with him battling his epilepsy as a motivational factor. You know, after the Michigan game that he missed, he was there for every other game. You know, Northwestern, he was there at halftime to give them a speech. He was at the Nebraska game after that big win. To kind of push them forward. And so this season is going to be completely different. You know, the expectations are higher. Jerry Kill's situation seems to be under control. You know, so there's not that hanging over them or really giving them a boost at one point in the season. So I think that, you know, last year, 8-2 or getting to 8 wins was a huge step forward for this program. And now, you know, what they do moving forward, you kind of made a good point there. They need to have a stronger finish to the season and definitely win a bowl game.
And we already talked about it when we were starting the show today and talking about having you on the program, is that the schedule may not allow for that to happen. This team is going to have to get off to a good start if they want to have at least an 8-win season.
Non-conference especially, you look at they go on the road to TCU. You know, they play Middle Tennessee with a new staff, and Eastern Illinois is also a team that they really they're not too familiar with, and you know I expect them to at least go 3-1, but you know going 4-0 was the key to Jerry Kill making you know 2 bowl games in a row here, and you know taking that out of the equation, 1 win out of the equation, you know last year wouldn't have made too much of a difference, the year before it would have, so there's no telling, you know, if you're not able to get 4 wins. In the Big Ten, you need those. You definitely need to win your non-conference game.
You know, the offense of the Big Ten teams, it seems if the teams that can really play offense seem to gain a little bit on the rest of the league. Your thoughts on Minnesota on how well will they be able to score this year?
Again, non-conference will be a huge test. I think in years past, they were able to roll over, you know, some of the teams like San Jose State. They put up, you know, 350 so yards rushing and the quarterback ran for 4 touchdowns. And, you know, that really didn't indicate how well they would do against Big Ten competition, more physical, definitely a lot bigger. And so, you know, I think that running the ball the way they did last year definitely put them on a better pace to have success offensively this year. David Cobb rushed for over 1,000 yards, the first 1,000-yard back that Minnesota's had since 2006 under former coach Glenn Mason. You know, so that, I think they've established their identity on offense. But again, I don't know that they can rely too much on the run as they did last year. They were one of the worst passing teams in the country, and that has to change for them to have more success consistently in the Big Ten. They have a new starting quarterback this year. He played a lot last year, Mitch Leidner. And, you know, he was more of a passer in high school. He got picked more as more of a runner in college. But I think that they'll be able to throw the ball a lot better with Mitch Leidner behind center.
We're talking here on the Doug and Daddy Show about Minnesota football, our 14 teams in 14 days with Marcus Fuller, St. Paul Pioneer Press. Is Leidner the man? No doubt about it. No competition, really. Or is there going to be competition here in fall ball?
There's really no competition, and you know, by fault, because I think they, you know, default because, you know, Philip Nelson, the situation, the real tragic situation with him after he transferred to Rutgers, you know, him getting involved in an assault case in Mankato, his hometown. You know, the case is still pending. You know, there was a kid in the hospital, you know, in a great situation, but he's improving. So, you know, it looks a lot better there. But as far as the quarterback situation in Minnesota, he's got – Leidner has no competition because there really is no experience behind him. You've got a redshirt freshman in Chris Trebler who, you know, is a great runner but has a long way to go as a passer. And last year he hurt his hand. He actually broke a bone in his hand, in his throwing hand, and was lost for half the season. So he wasn't able to practice much. And then you have – behind him you have another redshirt freshman – Connor Rhodey, who basically, you know, this kid was a borderline walk-on type of player coming into Minnesota. You didn't really know if he was going to stick. And all of a sudden, you know, because of the injury to Strebler, he ran most of the scout team last year and got a lot of confidence from the coaches and teammates. You know, so they're the two right now that are fighting for that backup spot behind Leidner. And really, I mean, it's night and day when it comes to Leidner and the rest of the quarterbacks that they have. They have talent back there, but just no experience, and really, you really can't trust the ball in their hands right now.
And it looks like their O-line, I mean, is that the strength of this football team this year?
I think that, you know, offensive line and the secondary are the two biggest strengths. A lot of experience coming back, a lot of talent that could possibly play at the next level. If you look at their center only started 4 games last year at the end of the year, Tommy Olsen, but he's already on some of the watch lists for some of the top players in the country. And, you know, he's a kid who came in as a top recruit out of Minnesota, and everyone thought that by this time, his senior year, that he'd be one of the top linemen in the Big Ten. And so it's not surprising that he's taken on that role after an injury last year. Josh Campion is another player who has started a couple years at tackle and right tackle, and he's 24 years old, but he's only a junior, and so that experience and just I want to say the maturity that they'll bring back with Josh Campion, and the talent that they have with Tommy Olsen and some of the other players, this could be the best year on the offensive line that Jerry Kill's had at Minnesota.
I agree with you about one thing, and that's your secondary. I thought you guys maybe had the best secondary. At least 4 guys. They played Nebraska. It looked to me like they had 7 guys in the box stopping the run. And Nebraska could not find anybody open because those 4 guys that were in coverage, did they play a lot like that all year long? Because I wasn't familiar with them except for a couple times I saw them on TV. Did they play with 4 defensive backs most of the time, or did they have 5 back there a lot?
They did play with 4 a lot. And, you know, I think they trust the, you know, their offensive or defensive line to put pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, I think last year, Eric Murray is a player, a cornerback. He was a sophomore last year who really turned head. You know, I think a lot of scouts, NFL scouts, have talked to Jerry Kill about him. And this year, you know, I think they were disappointed. The Minnesota coaches were disappointed that he wasn't all Big Ten. He shut down Wisconsin's best receiver, Aberderis, and he did well, you know, versus Michigan State, against their best receiver, and even Nebraska, you know. So I think, this is a kid who has definitely a target on him going into this year. You know, I don't expect a lot of teams to throw at him. And so I think the cornerbacks that they have on the other side of the ball, or the other side, I think we'll definitely have to step up and make sure the secondary doesn't drop off too much. You know, they also lose Brock Vereen, who was drafted by the Chicago Bears in the secondary. They'll lose him at safety. But Cedric Thompson is a kid that you have to watch out for. He had 12 tackles in the bowl game, and he's a senior captain, and he's going to be asked to have a lot of responsibility as well.
Talking with Marcus Fuller for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, St. Paul Pioneer Press, about the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Is there an offseason? And we talked about, I was going to mention Mitch Leidner. We talked about him. David Cobb, they're two of the guys that are going along with safety Cedric Thompson to a Big Ten Media Days. Was there an offseason story, Marcus, that fans need to know about that don't follow Minnesota every single day? Coaching change, injury, transfer, something else that might affect this football team this year?
But again, the situation that happened with Nelson definitely, you know, put a cloud over, you know, just Minnesota in general, not because of the fact that he was still on the team, but just the fact that he was their starting quarterback last year.
Sure.
And he was a big part of their 4-game Big Ten win streak, the first win streak since the 70s. And so, you know, they immediately, you know, distance themselves, obviously, from Nelson. Didn't really talk about that situation much. But, you know, when you go and talk to their coaches, they're surprised that happened. They feel for Nelson and, you know, definitely hope that, you know, he can get his life turned around. And, you know, the kid that's in the hospital, they hope that he gets better. And, you know, Jerry Kill came out and became an even bigger spokesperson for epilepsy nationally and locally. He's putting thousands of dollars of his own money into a new program that will help teach epilepsy to kids in schools in Minnesota. And, you know, it's really a big step for him to continue to move forward, you know, with that disease and make sure that people are, you know, knowledgeable about what to do when people have seizures and just how to deal with those situations. And, I respect that. And, you know, I definitely think that, you know, when he's recruiting, and when he's dealing with players that want to be part of the program, you know, when he's up front with his situation and honest about it and really, you know, making an effort to teach people about it, I think that makes kids want to play for him. So, you know, I really think that that's kind of a non-issue when you talk about his health affecting the program or recruiting or anything like that moving forward.
Well, Marcus, I know it's only July 11th, but let's give your take here. I look at the schedule, kind of hope Minnesota can be 6-2. I think that might be realistic for this football team before that November stretch. What's your outlook for Minnesota on this July 11th?
Yeah, gladly, I have a little bit more time to make a final prediction before Big Ten Media Day. But, you know, I think that, you know, that's a fair assessment. I think finally, I think they will get to 7 wins. You know, whether they get to that 8th win or eclipse what they did last season, I'm not sure about that. You know, still on the fence about the TCU game. I think that they're having a tough time getting some film on the new offensive coordinator there. It's a road game. They know TCU's coaches very well. Gary Patterson and Jerry Kill have the same mentor. And so, you know, it's a tough game for them, the coaches emotionally, and it's a tough game for the players, because they simply haven't won on the road against a tough opponent, you know, in Jerry Kill's tenure, not like TCU. So I think that game will definitely sway, you know, whether I think that they can eclipse or at least get to that 8th win that they did last year.
All right, Marcus, hope to see you in Chicago at Media Days. I know a lot of talk up there now is about the All-Star game next Tuesday, so enjoy that, and we'll talk football again at the end of the month. Enjoy the month.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
Joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Marcus Fuller, St. Paul Pioneer Press, as our 14 teams in 14 days continues. We go to the Big House with Michigan on Monday, and you take a look at this schedule, Jimmy, for Minnesota. Start on a Thursday night at home with Eastern Illinois and Middle Tennessee. Okay, Minnesota now has put themselves in a spot where they just have to chalk those up as wins. If not, things turn in a hurry. Then it's at TCU, host San Jose State, and at Michigan. So Minnesota to get to where they need to go, need to start 4-1. Whether they win at TCU or at Michigan, it's going to be tough for there. And then they get the bye week. Huge game with Northwestern at home. A lot of people, including yourself, think Northwestern is the sleeper this year. Then it's Purdue at Illinois, another bye week. And then it's Iowa, Ohio State, Nebraska, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you what, San Jose State can give them all they want. You know, they're talking about winning at TCU. They're talking about winning at Michigan and trying to get a split there. Boy, you know, I'll tell you what, San Jose State could go into Minnesota. And, you know, like I said, they're going to look at that game as a huge game. San Jose State's looking at that game as one of the most important games on their schedule. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just don't see it with Minnesota this year. I'm going to come out right now and say it, that Minnesota might win five games this year. I think they're going to be one of the teams that's going to really struggle this year. I just don't think they're good enough on offense to win on the road. Last year, they had a perfect schedule the way it was set up. They had a lot of games where they were the home team. And like he said, they picked up some people at the right time. They needed to play Northwestern when they played them. You know, they got to play Penn State and some people when they got to play them. So I just don't see it. I think their schedule is too hard, and I don't think they're going to win at Nebraska either.
I don't think they'll win at Nebraska, and it could be a disaster if they have trouble early, because then you're in disarray, and then you run into the toughest part of the schedule. I mean, if you're 4-4 instead of 6-2, it's going to be hard to find a win there in those last four games. I don't know. Again, just on the surface, you look at Minnesota and you go, as long as Leidner, kind of like Tommy Armstrong, doesn't lose you the game. Their leading rushers back with a good offensive line. They've got one of the top tight ends in the conference. They've got that physicality, it looks like, on the line to shorten the game, to do what they did to some teams, including Nebraska, to win last year. So I'm not quite on board with your prediction as of yet, but also I haven't dove deep into every team yet to see where they might. I see that Phil Steele thinks Illinois is going to finish ahead of them. He's got only Purdue finishing behind Minnesota in the conference. He's got kind of Illinois-Minnesota tied in his fifth spot, though, so I guess whoever wins that game. But that's where Minnesota has used to been picked for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, and I could be wrong. I hope I am. But I hope Nebraska.
Well, I hope they lose to Nebraska.
Yeah, but I just see them as a 5-7 team. And, you know, and like I said, you know, I could give him 5.5 wins. You know what I mean? But that's about all I can get. That's all I can find for him.
Well, we will have back Michigan coming up on Monday. Again, the big story here in the last 30 minutes, LeBron James. Evidently, this was in the works. Sports Illustrated already has the story, already has the interview. He's headed back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we are headed to a break. But first, we want to remind you that if it's time to head to the grill, if you're heading to the lake, if you're just at home, or you just want to throw a great steak on the grill, make sure that all your work is rewarded with a good piece of meat from Troutman's, because their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. And when you fire up that grill with a custom-cut steak to your specifications, fresh from the smokehouse, they've also got hot brats, state fair brats, snack sticks, summer sausages, including the jalapeno snack sticks and summer sausage, perfect for the tackle box, the long road trip, throw them in your cooler, take them to the golf course with you for a little snack during your day, and a fresh batch of Troutman's famous barbecue baked beans. Jeff isn't even here right now. He left. That's why this is a long segment, because he's not back to take care of the production duties. He's over there loading up on the baked beans. Whatever it is that hits your palate, they've got it. All beef at Troutman's, USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef for your taste buds. Troutman's Quality Meats, East Highway 30 in Kearney.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Assisted living, is it about help with the daily needs of living, or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered, or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get USDA Select Boneless New York Strip Steaks, only $7.98 a pound. Fresh homemade blue cheese bratwurst, only $2.88 a pound. And assorted varieties of Village Pie Maker pies, only $9.45 each. It's all at Custom Pack 601 West J.
At
Custom Pack. You're a neighbor, not a number.
Buzz's Marine is getting away from it all and bringing their showroom to you. Buzz's sales team is setting up shop at the new Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake this Saturday and Sunday. Stop by and see sport boats, pontoons, deck boats, and fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Come see Buzz's this weekend and cruise the water before you buy. Saturday 11 to 4, Sunday noon to 4. Let Yamaha outboards power hours of fun this weekend with Buzz's Marine at Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake, just south of Lexington. For details, go to buzzsmarine.com. We'll see you on the water.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past.
Doug and Danny's show on the day that LeBron James is going home to Cleveland. I'm still going to root for LeBron.
I am too.
I'm going to root for him. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, who do you think will win the World Cup Sunday, Germany or Argentina? I knew I was taking the underdog. I didn't know it was this bad. 92% Germany, 8% Argentina. Who you got, Jimmy? Whoa, you got to take the money line there, bro.
Yeah, you got to take Germany. I'll take Argentina on the money line. I think Germany, the way they played last time, 7 goals ought to win it.
I will also give you this. I don't know if they set an over-under. I would take under. If either team got to 2, it's over. I'm going to tell you that right now. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend with the All-Star Game and Home Run Derby coming up. Which format for the Home Run Derby do you prefer? And now they've got 10 guys in it instead of 8. American League versus National League or advancement regardless of the league? So if... I don't know. If you want to do AL, NL, it'd be tough if the 4 AL guys all had the best 4, but I'm sorry, you're on the wrong side, so you're out and you're out. I think you should advance regardless of the league. I mean, if you beat the National League down in the first round or vice versa, sorry, bye-bye, you're out. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Heading into the weekend, lots of things going on. I can't believe Coach's Clinic is right around the corner. We're just about 2.5 weeks from today in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. And next week, we've got Michigan and Illinois to start things off. We will be at the Kearney Country Club on a Monday for the Nebraska Children's Home golf tournament and benefit. We've been with them from the beginning, and we look forward to seeing some smiling faces there again on Monday.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I enjoyed it the last time we were out there.
Sure. Bovada, you asked, and they've been talking about the last couple days, when the NBA championship concluded and Vegas put the odds up, it was Cleveland 60-1 to win the NBA championship. This morning, they were talking about it. It had dropped all the way to 6-1. Last week, it was at 12-1. Now 6-1. And actually, and I am absolutely shocked. If you put a dime on this, I'm going to slap you. I just mean anybody. I'll slap anybody.
Yeah.
Bovada has Cleveland the favorites to win the NBA championship at this second at 4-1. San Antonio 5-1. Oklahoma City 6-1. Then it's Chicago, Houston, the Clippers. Now the fun part. Where are the Heat? Oh, there they are. 50-1. Kind of in the, not the middle of the pack, but kind of about 2/3 of the way back. I'll make a prediction on this July 11th. And I don't even know who they're going to be bringing in. There is no way. There is no way Cleveland wins the title next year. They may win it 3 or 4 times before it's all said and done. There is no way they win it next year. What do you think?
Well, I think LeBron's going to probably get a few more friends to come to Cleveland. That's what I'm saying. And if he does, I want to see what friends they are. And I think they have a chance. I mean, he's He's not a bad player.
You think?
Yeah. He can get some things done on the defense. I think he'll make them better. I think Cleveland will be a little bit better now. What do you think?
Well, they'll be better.
That is amazing, though. You know, when Michael Jordan played AA baseball, and he was no longer with the Bulls, and they were 25-1 to win the NBA. And then when he said, okay, I'm going to go back and play with them, that day they were 5-1. But they won it, so you should have took them at 5-1.
Yeah,
that was a good price, and they won it then.
They were still pretty good in his absence. It's not like LeBron's going to a team that was 42-40 last year.
I'll tell you what, he's going to have some young players to play with, because the way I remember it, they've won the draft and the lottery. And it's going to be interesting to see, because there's somebody else going to be playing for Cleveland next year. He's not the only one going. There'll be some trades, and they're going to bring in some other players.
Because they took Wiggins, right? So Wiggins is heading there. Some couple of young ones to learn from. Congratulations again to Danielle Lemick of Donovan. She wins her first Nebraska women's match play yesterday at Oak Hills Country Club in Omaha, beating Julie Sievers one up. She only had one birdie. It was a chip in on the 17th. It gave her final lead, and Lemick won the stroke play just a couple of weeks ago. She becomes the first woman since Carney's Elizabeth Bohensky to sweep those two titles in the same year. And that happened back in 1999 when Elizabeth must have been, 14? There's no way it could be otherwise. Legion baseball continues for the juniors. Most of the Tri-City teams are in Lincoln. Kearney Runza and Hastings, 5 Point seniors, are hosting at their two fields. And the junior tournament underway today. B5 juniors are at Central City. Albion, the top seed, they get the bye. Aurora and O'Neill play at 2. Pierce and Lakeview at 4:30. Minden and Central City at 7. The C6 juniors underway at Silver Creek. They're playing right now. St. Paul and Dannebrog, Carroll Bolas. DCB, the number 1 seed, at 1:30. Stromsburg, Osceola, Shelby takes on Donovan Trumbull at 4:30. David City takes on Palmer, Walbach, Greeley, Wood River, and Twin Plains at 7:30. And also beginning today in Overton, the C7 juniors, game 1. A bye. Shelton Gibbon is the number 1 seed. They'll start at 3. Imperial will take on Bertrand Loomis. Then Alma will take on Loup City at 5:30. And Overton will take on Hershey Sutherland. And that gets underway at 8 o'clock. And then the B6 gets underway tomorrow at McCook. And I don't usually, encourage the booing of referees or umpires or anything like that. I don't encourage that, but if you go to Overton today, I would make sure and boo just a little bit. Just out of, even just when they walk out there, get it out of the way, boo them right away.
I think, Jeff, I'm glad he's umping, and I'm glad you're going out there. A lot of people won't do that. A lot of people won't go out and take that chance and go out there in front of the public and, and make that decision, because it's real easy. And your job's not easy either, Doug. I mean, when you go
I've done that.
Yeah, but you broadcast games, and everybody can come, what'd you say that for? How come you made that prediction? What'd you do this for? I mean, so both of your jobs are hard to do. But I know one thing. People appreciate having umpires at the game, because one thing about it, you have to have them there.
Tough to call your own.
You have another co-host that said he didn't like umpires very well. You remember that? You had another coach that said he didn't like him very well. Well, I know one thing. You got to have umpires to play, but you don't have to have the coach. I've seen times when the coaches can leave the vicinity, but the umpire's got to be on the field.
Related topic, Damon Day has fired up. He can't wait to profess his love for LeBron James when he's back on the show Tuesday.
Well, good deal, because he's a Cleveland fan, and no matter what, who plays, the Browns, the Indians, and now the Cavaliers.
I want to know, Jeffrey, will you be signing autographs before and after the games today?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to know who producer Jeff is and see what his smiling face looks like, he'll be over there in Overton today. U.S. Senior Open wasn't a good first day for the defending champion Kenny Perry, who won it last year at the Omaha Country Club, shot a 75. Colin Montgomery will tee off here at 152. He has the lead at 6 under. Scott Dunlap is 1 hole away from getting in the clubhouse. He is at 5 under par. Vijay Singh is 1 under on his round today. He's sitting at 3 under par as we go there. Michelle Wee will not make the cut at the Women's British Open, 75-78. She is 9 over. America's Mo Martin is 1 under through 12 today. She has the lead by 1. This is the same gal that shot 86 in the first round of the U.S. Women's Open, which Wee won. It's a crazy sport.
Boy, yes, it is.
It is a crazy, crazy sport. Well, unfortunately, as we talked about at the top of the show, TNL probably isn't going to be as busy right now with some of the fields getting waxed out. And the deal is, though, if your field hasn't been waxed out or your pivot system has needed a little work because of all these storms, TNL is right there. See a local TNL dealer. They're going to get you up. They're going to get you going. They're going to get you ready to go. They're real busy right now, and you can find out more by talking to your local TNL irrigation dealer or go online to TLIRR.com. If something was wrecked and you need something new, they'd love to talk to you about how their hydrostatic TNL irrigation systems work. Proven technology that works at TNL Irrigation System. I want to thank Trevor Brown for coming in from Kearney CrossFit. Great day tomorrow. Dante Rodriguez heading to the FILA Junior World Championships. Little fundraiser and great program. Free 8 to 6. Check it out at kearneycrossfit.com. It's going to be really cool. And to Marcus Fuller of St. Paul's Pioneer Press for giving us a little talk on Minnesota football. Michigan with Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press coming up on Monday. We'll be at the Kearney Country Club for the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament. Jim Langan will be there with me, so enjoy the baseball over the weekend.
Yes, Doug, you and Jeff have a good weekend, too.
All right, folks, we'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!